Mahjong.com's weekly podcast.
In English.
In English.
Yeah, we just got done with the Japanese show.
I love saying weekly, as if it like really, because it happens now. It's weekly.
This year, we have been coming to you weekly.
Absolutely.
This entire year.
The whole year. Batting 1,000 this year.
Yes.
Because that's how we roll. Speaking of how we rolled, let's just shoot right into League. Let's see, what else? But have you done any, have you played any Mahjong anywhere else besides League recently?
No.
Yeah, dude, I am having a really hard time finding anybody to play Mahjong with in the real world.
Why don't you just go play Free? In the parlor. Can't freaking talk today. In the parlor.
I guess I could do that, huh?
You used to do that all the time.
I know, I really used to do that. I don't know why I don't feel like doing that anymore. I think, you know what I think my problem is? I think I've gotten so used to being paid for being in Mahjong parlors that I don't feel like going in there without feeling like I'm going to be paid.
Really? How did you get used to being paid?
Because
we did like, okay, you worked at Reds, but that's like barely being paid. And then, so we did one kind of tour thing in Osaka, so now you're used to it?
Well, there's another tour thing, or there was another guest thing in Saga. But,
Sorry, one day in Kyushu, too.
I don't
know. My bad.
All right.
That was my
bad. All right.
It was my bad.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'm probably trying to play it a little too cool. All right. So, you know what? The thing is, it's the Mahjong parlor that I got used to going to, I can't go there anymore.
Yeah.
And so now I have to find a new parlor to go to. And I used to go to new parlors all the time. But, man, it's just... Ugh, it's just annoying.
Yeah, I feel yeah. I would like love to go, but I feel like I have to get as many Mahjong Fight Club games in as possible. So whenever I have free time, I'm at the arcade, and then I just don't end up having time to go to actual parlors and play. Otherwise, I would go all the time.
I think I don't really feel like playing with people I don't know anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of weird too.
Yeah, but that's
what's up with that?
I don't know, but it's like I keep trying to get people to go play with me that you know that I know. And I would even go to a free parlor with people that I know, and, you know, if it was just like, okay, I can go and hang out with people I know. But the idea of just walking to a place I've never been before and playing with people I don't know, I get into such a bad mood when I lose to them. Which is lame, too, I know. So none of these things work out as actual excuses for why I'm not playing live anymore. Mm. But they're all, if you put, like, you know, five or six really lame reasons together, can you get sort of a half-assed okay reason?
Absolutely. That's exactly how conspiracy theories are worked out, I believe.
Yes, indeed. Do we want to talk about our most recent conspiracy?
No.
It has nothing to do with Mahjong.
No. Let's only talk about Mahjong.
Only talk about Mahjong.
Yes.
Okay, well, enough about the reasons. At least I'm not playing Mahjong. The little tiny bit of Mahjong I have played.
Or the lack of reasons you're not playing Mahjong.
My crabby reasons for not playing Mahjong. the Mahjong we have played recently, we did just play League 2 days ago.
Yes.
Final League session of the season.
Oof.
We get to decide whether we move up, whether we move down, whether we stay in our respective leagues. And the news is that there is no news.
Well, I don't know, to me it's pretty big news, whoops, that I am still above you.
Well,
that may be the most important Mahjong news.
There was really no danger of that becoming an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's true. I did win the first two games, and I jumped out to a huge lead in the third game. But for me to have moved up, I would have had to get, I think, something like 200 points. So there was probably not very much danger of that.
It's still news to me. I mean, it's important. Man, news, it's just awesome.
I've always said you're better than I am.
Yeah, but usually, if we're in different leagues, you're above me. Actually, until now, that was the theme.
That's why I had to move down to D2. I just didn't want to be in the same league.
Right.
Because, obviously, if we ever got at the same table, then you'd just beat the crap out of me, and then I'd move down to D2 anyway. And then you could, like, claim it was all you that made me move down to D2, and then that would be a real crapper. So, better for me to just jump down to
D2. There is somebody joining D1 next time that dropped down that I hope I will be able to move down to D2 and say, it was all my fault. I won't name names, but that is going to happen. So I will keep you updated on that without naming names. And then you can go ahead and...
Oh, that is sort of exciting.
Yeah, when he moves down, you can go ahead and try and figure out which guy it is. Because most of them will be guys, probably. Racially. I was going to say ratio techie. And then I said ratio-ly, which sounded like racially, but which yes, also doesn't work.
Doesn't quite work. But I like the fact that you were going to... Teki, by the way, is the Japanese sort of equivalent of L-Y in English. Yes. So that was really funny that she was going to say ratio teki. Like...
I've been doing a lot of translations lately, and so everything is like teki.
Everything is teki.
Hi.
I don't know. Just we want to quickly congratulate Taki on moving back up to A2, and what's his name? Hisato for moving into A2. And for the final Phoenix Cup, we have the four big names, of course, because they're all A1 players. Arasan will be defending his title against Fujisaki.
Who we love.
Yes. And Setukuma, who...
We also...
at least one of us really loves. I like him as a dude, but lately, the way he talks about Mahjong, I just cannot...
Yeah, get on board with.
And Maehara, who says a lot of very similar things to Setukuma. So those are the three people who are going against Ara to...
I love Fujisaki.
Yes. Pretty much everybody seems to love Fujisaki.
How can we not?
He is such a cool dude.
Yeah, what is there not to like about him?
Always, how does that guy always have a smile on his face? He's just always laughing about something.
I think he has lots of reasons not to have smiles on his faces, but somehow...
On his faces.
A face. I was making plural for the smiles.
For the many different smiles that he has.
Yeah. on his face.
Huh.
Yes.
Yes, actually, I haven't seen him at North Kanto League recently. For some reason, he's not participating there, yes. But he did tear it up. He won the league part of A1, running away with it. So he is my pick. Maybe, I don't know, not necessarily because I think... Because, I'm not very good at deciding who's actually playing really strongly right now. But obviously, he did win the league, so he's got to be playing pretty well.
Yeah.
And of all the players... Ara... Of course, Ara is a great and strong player. He obviously has a crap load of history behind him. But... And so I wouldn't be disappointed if Ara won, also. But I would be most happiest... That's being emphatic if you say most and happiest like that.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes.
The technical grammatical term for that.
Yes, emphatic. Yeah. I'd be most happiest if Fujisaki won. As would you, probably, huh?
Yeah, I love Fujisaki. Did I say that already?
Yeah. Actually, did I reiterate? So, Jen will be staying in D1.
Yes.
Jen, you finished with a minus 12.2 in the final session, which left you positive for the whole session.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had 35. I think I thought I had, 16 or something. But, I only needed, 70 to move up.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I got a plus 25 in the first game, I think.
Uh-huh.
So if I had gotten positive in the second game, then I had a good shot.
Mm.
But I got a very big negative in the second game, so...
Oh, so then you just knew.
Yeah. But I still didn't give up. I didn't really care, because I don't look at the rankings, so then I got first in the third game.
Oh,
I think I got last again in the fourth game.
Well, well, well.
But a much smaller last place in the fourth game.
Wow, top last.
And my one goal... was to beat the other guys at my table, so...
Oh, okay.
I did that for two games.
Oh.
So whatever.
Well, there you go. That's a goal.
I never look at the rankings, because we've talked about this before, too,
yeah.
But I don't want to adjust my play for someone else.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to, practice learning how they're playing, mm-hmm. and adapting my game to them how they're playing right then. So I guess the only reason that I would have to look at the rankings is to see how they might be playing according to what their ranking is. But my ranking wouldn't matter at all in that. So, and I would never, and I would, my goal would be to make all of them lose.
Yeah, I don't know. I can imagine how, you know, it would only seem to start mattering if at some point you were near the border, and then you had to start thinking about whether you really needed points, whether you needed to play more conservatively because you're actually possibly over the border, and so you don't actually still need points so much as you just need to make sure that you don't lose points. I guess that's where I would imagine it would be, it would come into play.
No, I think it can be definitely useful, but I don't think, I think it would be more harmful in my case to...
For you.
Yeah, well, I don't know, I don't, plus
you feel that
I won't get in the way. I think that mindset is so messed up, and so, you know, like, so this time Taki and Hisato both moved up, and the guys who lost against them are actually like, well, but this is good for the league. Which, yeah, I don't like that attitude at all.
That is a really weird thing to say, and it seemed really, really unprofessional.
And I could be probably, like, close to last place, and just try and make them lose, just because that's the way I play. And, you know, I'd probably get in big trouble for that if I were in that league, if I had no chance of moving up and I still played like that. Or no chance, if I had, like, was sure I was going to move down, or if, you know, if my score didn't matter at all, and I played like that against people that... that the league thought was important to move up, then it's possible I could get in trouble for that, and I think that's messed up.
That is messed up, and I would continue to play strong against them, and if they want to have that argument with me, I'm fine having that argument with them, because I
know... Absolutely. I mean, I don't think I would win against them, but if that situation were to happen, I would be happy to have that argument.
Sort of a non-issue, I suppose, for us.
Yeah. I mean,
but
I could be...
it's fun to talk about, as if...
Yeah.
It could happen.
I could be at the same table with them,
yes,
and there's a very small chance I would win, but I could win, and if that happened, then I would be like...
For us, it's more likely to happen in a tournament.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they're going to say that to me, mm-hmm, like, you don't have a chance, so you shouldn't get in the way, and I'd be, okay, well, then why am I at the table?
Yeah.
Take me off the table. Play two-player. Play three-player. Like, rules for that.
It's wrong for all of the reasons that they talk about Mahjong in any other situation.
Yeah.
In any other situation, they say exactly the opposite thing, and then why
what,
at the end of the game...
this is a four-player game?
Yeah, that it's a four-player game, so then suddenly it becomes a three-player game? Wrong. you know, play professionally. You should never try to let somebody else win. Well, no, but in this situation, you should be trying to let the other people win?
Yeah, and...
what? And then, you know... just the whole idea of playing fairly. How is that fair to the person who didn't get a good hand that time, and, you know, instead you were the one that got the good hand that time, and if all things being equal, you would have won the hand, then the guy who was in first place would have won the game. But instead you got out of the way so the second place guy could put together his hand faster and actually go ahead of the first place guy.
Yeah.
How is that fair to the guy that was in first place?
Yeah, and usually it's opposite. Usually if you play just not to get in the way, then the person who has points is in an advantageous position, because they just have to maintain.
Uh-huh.
And in a lot of cases, like in the case where one of our friends that's in a higher position than us was like, I won't get in the way, the other guy had more points. And he said this after the other guy had more points. The only thing the other guy had to do was not deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to win from that guy at that point. Since I knew the other guy wasn't going to let me win off him.
Right.
So I had to win off the guy that was ahead of me. So he's totally advantageous, just because he has more points. And I think I lost that by, like, 400 points or something.
Ugh.
It was, like, less than a reach stick. So it's just advantageous to the person who has points. It's stupid.
Yeah, it also depends on whether you still have a turn as a dealer coming up, or if your turn as dealer is over.
Yeah.
And the way that person is playing with regard to you and the other players.
Well, still, if the other guy, he just doesn't have to deal to you, and he doesn't really have to worry about much other stuff, then it's really easy for him to play.
Mm, indeed. Yes, it is one of our favorite topics to bash.
Yeah, I don't think we could... we could go on about that forever,
yes,
literally.
In fact, I think we perhaps have... actually gone on.
Oh, has forever already passed? Dang. That's a short podcast.
We're on the second forever. No, I think I'm fairly certain I've complained about this before. It most likely when whatever podcast we did after whatchamacallit, the 10 steps tournament this year, I got pretty severely reprimanded for trying to win at the end of the tournament when I clearly had no chance of continuing. Oh, no, that was last year. Yeah. Yamai came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, why were you still trying to win that? You know, you cheed here and you pwned there, but you clearly, you know, your turn as dealer was over. You really had no chance to win, right? And I very pointedly said, well, I don't believe in that. And he says, well, this is what we've decided. And I said, well, that's not what I decided. And if you want to have this argument, I'm ready to have it with you right here. And he's like, well, I'm busy. So he took off.
That's awesome.
It's true. He was working for the tournament, so he was probably.
Well, then why was
busy.
He taking time off to come and say that?
Well,
to
he
you.
Just wanted to, you know, take 30 seconds out to tell me how wrong I was, and then not really have the argument about how right I was. Which yeah. I can sort of understand.
Yeah, sometimes I really can't get on board with all.
Sometimes
that.
I have to do that with you, and you have all the facts, and I don't.
Or when I'm just right. I think this is a very different situation, because in this case, he is clearly wrong, and in most cases, I am clearly right, so...
Well, that's why I was ready to argue with him.
Yes. I agree with you. He was absolutely wrong. That's how you know that you're right.
Yes.
Because I agree with you.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. One other person to congratulate, another one of our favorite peoples in the whole world... Or especially in our league, anyway.
God, we have good grammar today.
Yes. Sarukawa. Sarukawa.
Oh, he's so cute.
Who works at the Mahjong Parlor, at which you will be a guest tomorrow.
Yes.
He.
Or today, if you're probably listening to this today.
Oh, yes. He will be moving up to A1. He kicked some serious
butte.
In A2 and is now an A1 player. A1 leaguer.
We were almost like rappers just then. Did you notice that?
That was...
Like you were talking and I just jumped in with the last word.
Right.
It was awesome.
As I was searching for the appropriate word for...
Butte. So next on the agenda is Jen and Garth's Mahjong rap.
Yes.
Oh god, he's so cute. Sarukawa. He's not going to be there tomorrow though.
Yes, too bad.
Too bad.
And he's taken already anyway.
Yeah. That was some bad timing on my part. I probably could have made that happen.
You gotta be on your game a little, just all the time.
Yeah, I know. I was preoccupied at the time.
Okay, well, let's see. I was being distracted by girlfriend mail.
Oh. Get back on it.
Yeah. Girlfriends, distracting. That's all they do. Distract from what you're trying to do. So let's see. Mahjong, what other stuff is going on? Oh, Drew Osen, by the way, for anybody who happens to be in Japan and wants to play in the qualifier. This is not one of our league's games. Our league is the Japan Professional Mahjong League, Nihon Pro Mahjong Nenmei. This is another league, Saikoisen, the national...
The second best league.
This is the second best league?
Yeah.
Even though in their name it says they are the most bestest league.
Do you think they're better than Renmei? Definitely better than Kyokai, but...
How do you know how do you rank them better than Kyokai?
I like them better than Kyokai.
Oh. I wonder if this has to do with certain people who might be in Kyokai.
Okay, I met Yonesaki in Osaka last time, and she was cool.
Yonesaki is a Saikoisen player.
No, it's a Kyokai player.
Oh, okay.
She's kind of cool. And then I already knew Miyazaki, and he's kind of cool. And I like Masaki Yukina. She's pretty cool. It's all the people in Kyokai that I like.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's really easy to get in Kyokai.
It's really easy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think at Saikoi they at least do a little bit more practicing and teaching and stuff.
Huh.
But Kyokai also, they have 2 tests per year also. And then basically they just let like lots of girls in, and then the girls work really cheap. So then like people think that JPML is expensive, but they're not. They kind of created the standard, and then Kyokai came in and kind of...
Tried to lower the standard.
They completely lowered the standard, so...
Huh, that is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
So then Saikoisen, this is their sort of big tournament of the year. And the qualifiers will be held next week on Wednesday and Saturday, if you happen to be in town and want to try to play in a national tournament.
Yeah, I'll be in Osaka.
There's probably a qualifier in Osaka, too, you know. Oh, but you'll be working. Huh?
Yeah, I'll be working every day.
Be working every day, huh?
Working every day.
Huh. I wonder if there are any other qualifiers. I wonder if the Osaka qualifiers are on different days, perhaps.
Well, they won't be on different days that I'll be in Osaka.
Oh, right, right.
Because I'll come back to Tokyo for our little show.
And it's all very difficult.
I don't really care, though.
This is all posted on the Saikoisen website.
Yeah, I don't need to prove that I'm better than you.
Yes. So that's probably going to be my next chance to play real Mahjong.
What about North Kanto?
Oh, North Kanto, that's right. We have North Kanto coming up, and I'm actually not in terrible position.
And I'm playing on Saturday and Sunday in North Kanto.
Oh, so you could actually change your status, perhaps.
I don't know. I got, like, plus 90, and then I got, like, minus 70 or something. Or plus 70,
yes,
minus 60.
Plus 90 on a day when you were at the table with me, jerk.
Was it plus 90? But then I got, like, minus 70 or minus 80 or something the next day. It was amazing.
That is pretty huge. I'm currently in fifth place by 100 points, which is... It's really annoying the way I have to play Mahjong lately. For some reason, I cannot reach. I'm like 90% unsuccessful. I cannot reach these days. If I reach, I'm just throwing 100. I'm throwing 1,000 points to somebody else, and I'm opening myself up to throwing their winner. Lately, I have to play really, really tight. All the time. I can't go for it at all.
Hmm.
Which is really frustrating.
It is really frustrating.
Whereas, so the guy who's currently at the top of Kita Kanto, North Kanto, Motoki, he has won the whole thing before, and he got, in the last two sessions, he also had, I think he was also doing Betsubi or something, but he got like a plus 70 and then a plus 50 in the last two sessions. And, God, you should really not badmouth people so much, but I don't understand how that Mahjong comes off as good Mahjong. He's just going for it all the time.
I'm not sure it does. I'm not sure there's many people that think he's really good.
He wins.
Yeah.
Which, in the end, makes me feel like, I guess winning is just not... It's all just luck. Which is why, lately, I say that too much, that, Mahjong is just luck. And which is why then I end up not getting to play in our study group, because... I say that at the very wrong time to the very wrong people. But if you were to get, say, the same 50 and 70 points that he got in the last two sessions, you would move ahead of, at least, you'd move ahead of two of us at the top, you'd move into third place.
Well, I don't look at the score, but the ranking score. I'll just play my game. We'll see what happens, I guess. That'd be cool.
Wow, there are quite a few players with a lot of zeros. I wonder if there are... Still trying to make up their...
Yeah, so there's at least one makeup on Saturday.
Well, there are two players, Takamiya and Sawamura, both have three zeros in their columns. That seems like it would be pretty hard to make up. Oh, and there's another one whose name I just can't read. I think they must be out. So the North Kanto League... I wonder how... They really need some peeps. If anybody wants to join Renmei, and you probably want an easy way in, I bet you could probably...
Actually, you can play in the amateur one if you want to, too. They have an amateur league you can play in.
If you're in North Kanto, you could probably sneak right into the Pro League through North Kanto Pro League.
Yeah, even if you're in Tokyo. If you're anywhere in Kanto, you could probably... They'd probably let you just come play.
They probably need peeps.
Because they have the Pro Amateur League, and they always would love to have more people in that. The mixed league, open league, I guess is a good word for it.
I did like it better when the pro league happened in the morning and the amateur league happened in the afternoon.
Yes, especially when you got to play the night before. It's much better that way.
Yeah, it's... I mean, if I don't want to say that, you know, I'm going to take the pro amateur league less seriously, but I would rather do well in the pro league. And just going into like the last half of the day tired, you know, you're not going to play as well as you would if you were still fresh, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Not sleeping, not having.
I play better in the afternoon though, like, but.
Oh, I see. So, like, you're better in the afternoon anyway, instead of having to
play. Yeah, I mean, if I have to play in the morning, I'm not going to be better in the afternoon, but. But overall, if I only play in the afternoon, I play better than if I only play in the morning.
I wonder if there's I haven't really noticed if there's a time of day that I actually seem to play better or not.
I'm not really a morning person at all, though, that's why.
Yes.
That's my problem.
You do think of that as your problem. I don't know. I think it's a weird problem.
I just really can't wake up in the morning. It's really.
Probably shouldn't drink so much.
Yeah, that's. I'm probably just drinking too much.
Wait a second. Now that I have three things. I guess you probably just don't drink enough.
Because
I seem
might
to be
awake.
I wake up in the morning totally, except for the first league session of the day.
No, lots of league sessions.
Well, I only miss, you know, one very important.
But I think that's why I always moved up when I was in D2. I think D2, every time I was in D2, I moved up to D1, because, like, or not, maybe not the first couple of times, but...
Because you're playing in the afternoon?
Yeah, I'm playing much better, because I'm in the afternoon.
Well, it sure doesn't seem to help me, except that, boy, I really feel like, you know, this league session, the big minuses that I had, there was really nothing I could do. I'm going to be interested to see if that sort of thing continues, and... I don't know, it seems like I'm playing against a lot of people, like the guy who's at the top of North Kanto right now. They just, every time they wake up with a hand, every single hand. I'm like, wow, I wish that would happen to me. Like, third draw I can reach, and then, look, I had three Dora already anyway.
Yeah.
It sure is nice when those hands just keep coming.
And that's the secret to being good at Mahjong. Thanks for listening.
Wake up with a hand every single day. It's a good strategy.
I do always say I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yes.
Not that I came up with that, but I always say it.
I know, I would rather do that too, except that I can't be lucky lately, so... Except for Fight Club. I am ridiculously lucky on Fight Club lately. I mean, absolutely ridiculously lucky. Pretty much every day I play, I get at least 100,000 to, you know, maybe say 300,000 or 400,000 club score.
Mm-hmm.
And this is even on... playing the competition rules. Lately, I can't even... I've been making, you know, I get like 5 or 6 wins in a row in the competition rules, and I actually got over 100,000 points the other day. 2 Yakumons in a row.
Wow. Somebody wrote that. And then when Garth won 2 Yakumon, 2 limit hands as dealer, then there was a big snowstorm. Basically, they're saying it was your fault, I believe.
Fault?
That's how I read it.
It's well, you can make it my doing, but then you should thank me for all that, because the snow was awesome, except for, I guess, the accidents that happened. But
I like snow. But
me
I guess
too.
I was able to stay home all day yesterday. If it was a day I had to work, I might not have liked it so much.
You didn't go outside at all?
I took Luna for a walk. My dog loves the snow, so I took her for a walk.
It was kind of fun.
But I mean, it was snowing really hard, and then it kind of turned rainy.
Oh.
So then it was, like, slushy, and that's not really fun.
No, that isn't fun at
so
all.
So when it's snowing, it's kind of fun, but...
Yeah.
And
in
then,
Tokyo, it stayed pretty much just snow.
And then, once it stopped, then, like, today was just icy, slush.
Yeah,
it was not good.
Which is why I did not ride my bike. Dangerous!
Danger.
Okay, well, let's see, next week, after North Kanto, hopefully we have some cool results to report from there.
Yes.
And, of course, if you're in town, please try to join the Ryuosen qualifier happening next week. If you have any questions, if you're having trouble reading the website, you can contact us. I am GarthE@ReachMahjong.com. That's GarthE, GARTHE. And you are?
I'm Jen, JENN, @ReachMahjong.com.
And actually, if you have something else you want to talk about, that's fine too. We always love to hear from you. And that's, I guess, it for this week. Thanks for listening, and hope to see you again next week.
See ya. Oh wait, we didn't get any music.
Oh,
why
wait.
Don't we just do that one more time?
Okay, let's see. Everybody, go to Ryuosen if you have any
You might
want
to look at ReachMahjong.com, too.
Oh, yeah, ReachMahjong.com. Of course, that's our website, which is being weekly updated sort of without Garth. God, I really have to... All right, so I'm going to get my...
I'm updating it almost daily right now.
My computer is going to be reconnected to the internet by, I don't know, maybe tomorrow?
Yeah, right.
Well, Mommy's taking care of it. You know, I don't speak the language in this country.
Yeah, right.
It's supposed to be happening even as we speak.
I don't believe you.
Dude, from what I understand, it's happening even as we speak.
This song is saying, what you do and what you won't, and will and what you won't, and I think you don't, and you won't.
No, that's possible. I haven't for
but
quite some time.
I think you can. You just won't.
Possible.
Anyway.
There is a possibility I will have internet sometime this week.
Okay. I'm ready to say goodbye now.
Okay. thanks for listening again, and we'd love to hear from you. See you next week.
See ya! Da, da, da.